Nationwide, 70% of firefighters who died in the line of duty in 2016 passed away from cancer. That according to data from the International Association of Firefighters. Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Petronas, who's also the state's fire marshal, says the cancer rate among firefighters runs 15% higher than the general population and involves all types of the disease.
Things that are very harmful catch on fire. So the side effects of these particular elements become also part of the air that our first responders, our firefighters are breathing in, getting on their skins, touching their equipment.
The state is teaming up with the University of Miami Sylvester Cancer Center to distribute 4,200 kits in the coming weeks. The kits are funded by $1 million to the Firefighter Cancer Mitigation Grant Program. They're available for each fire company with pumping capability at the departments which applied for them, including Pensacola, where Jenny Craner is chief.
We're hoping to have one for all of our engine companies, six of them. And I don't have a date on when we'll receive them, but the last update I got was that we may receive them this month or next month.
Fighting fires is dangerous enough, but there are also other hazards after the fire is out.
There's contamination and exposure to chemicals that are carcinogens. In addition to carbon monoxide and hydrogen cyanide, all of these gases and chemicals and toxins absorb through our skin. We could inhale them if we're not wearing the air packs. And all of these little chemicals form worse chemicals inside of your body.
Although she has no definite numbers, Craner says there are Pensacola area firefighters who have developed work-related cancers. And it's becoming more of a problem because of the materials which are now in homes, such as plastics, microfibers, and other synthetics.
When it burns, it releases more toxins and chemicals than in the 20s or the 30s when you had cotton or leather with cotton batting inside of your furniture. I think that the danger to come is what we're just really about to face.
Getting ahead of those issues to knock down the cancer threat is at the core of the program. One major part is changing the firefighter culture, meaning that having dirty bunker gear is no longer macho.
If every time you took your helmet off, if you didn't just have this big black smudge on your fingers, then your helmet was too clean, right? And there really has, just even in the last 5 years, been a change in the way firefighters feel about their health and how important it is that they keep their gear clean, because that little black smudge on your hand is full of those toxins.
The kits are not only designed to lessen a firefighter's exposure to cancer-causing particles, but also to keep most of the carcinogens outside the firehouse. They actually contain some pretty basic items: a scrub brush, buckets, duct tape, dish detergent, spray bottles, skin wipes, and adapters for washing off people and equipment using a fire hose.
The really key part of the kits are the educational materials that help keep our gear clean and making it a priority. And that's changing the minds of firefighters in the state and certainly in Pensacola to really focus on cancer prevention.
At some point, says Pensacola Fire Chief Jenny Craner, there may be some renovations to existing firehouses to match up with those now under construction, all aimed at making them more cancer unfriendly.
We have to be careful about even just staging your fire gear next to the tailpipe of a fire engine. You're exposing your gear to all of that diesel soot. We have ventilation in our gear storage areas, and we'll definitely see some more initiatives like that in the future.
Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center in Miami has developed a website, SylvesterNewBadgeOfHonor.com, which offers materials and other resources to help educate firefighters about cancer risks and how to cut them down to size. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.